Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. We are live, actually, tonight. I had David Burton with me. There he is right there. All right. David's in the house. I know this is a prompt, too, for you. How you doing?
Hey. I'm doing okay.
I was trying to get you last night, but the Sandman said, nah, not tonight. He owed me money, so I knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
Sam knocked you out of your him money.
Yes.
But ladies and gentlemen,
I saw some of SmackDown pretty good.
We're just about an hour 30 minutes away from a house show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, normally we don't really do house shows, but if we were, I'll tell you this, you're in the Pittsburgh area, you gotta hurry up and get over there. Doors open at 6:30, I believe, and so it starts at 7:30 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the hometown of Kurt Angle, Olympic gold medalist. I'm going to get to Olympics in just a second on rant about that. And also, David, if you saw SmackDown like you did, Roman Reigns said, you know what, I don't want to do with John Cena, but I will take on Roman Reigns. I will take on Finn Balor.
Oh, you mean Finn Balor.
Yeah.
Kind of don't blame Roman. I mean, he already beat John Cena. For those who remember and saw No Mercy 2017, which he did reference last night, of course you had to be paying attention to catch that. But, he said he's not interested and your request has been denied. So
however,
came out.
Yeah.
Said if you ain't interested in facing him, then maybe you'll be interested in facing me. So I'm gonna challenge you, and he accepted. After the fans started chanting Roman Scared,
if I remember search correctly, the last time Roman Reigns and John Cena was at it was 2017, 18.
Yeah, it was 17. It was No Mercy.
Yeah.
Not Roman Reigns won, by the way, which is he did reference last night.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you haven't changed. Like, you're still the same John Cena you was years ago when I beat you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you now. If I give the words to come back to my member, I'm trying to think what I was talking about. Roman Reigns, like, you know what? They stick at the same old, get something fresh. And I think Roman Reigns and Finn Balor is something fresh.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And by the
that,
way,
I wouldn't mind seeing that match, to be honest, neither.
And by the way, the last time Finn Balor was at SummerSlam in a championship match, he was our first Universal Champion.
That is true.
Unfortunately,
he beat Seth Rollins at SummerSlam in 2016.
Mm-hmm. It was our first Universal Champion for 24 hours. He had to give it up.
Yes, and we all know how and why that happened, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor suffering a shoulder injury. which led to him relinquishing the Universal Championship the night after he won it. And since then, Vince hasn't looked at him the same. Like, we give you an opportunity, we give you a chance, and you blow it by getting injured your first night. Like, your first pay-per-view, which, let me explain something, because a lot of people don't know this. Finn Balor was the first person to wrestle in a pay-per-view and win the world title in a first match. Your very first pay-per-view match is for a world title, and you win. Never been done before. It hasn't been done since. And that was a good match, by the way.
Yes, we're getting closer. Well, not closer. It's going to be a while. It'll be August 21st in Vegas.
And, yes, sir. We got 4 weeks.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a while. All the card we got right now, it will for a fact be Roman Reigns and Finn Balor. Maybe Goldberg and Brock and
Bobby Lashley. Here you go.
Now, I love the confidence of Bobby Lashley, but is he going, is he like, is it boring overconfidence?
I don't know. You know, Lashley, from what I've heard, he's not sweating Goldberg too much, so we don't even know. Basically, this match, Lashley needs to open his mouth and say something.
Yeah. You know, somebody said, if you're not in this business to win championships, you're in the wrong place to work. Now, it's one thing been there, done that. You know, it's different if you've been there, done that. I got one more thing, and I'm done. Like, for example, Goldberg had every chance to reach the Hell, except the WWE Championship. That's one thing if you've been there, done that. If you haven't been there before, you're trying to get there. You're trying to win championships. You need to find another job.
Yes, absolutely. You know, people stick around to accomplish things they haven't accomplished.
Goldberg.
Well, okay. Goldberg, he wants to be WWE champion. You can see.
This will be on the same night as the Manny Pacquiao versus Errol Spence Jr. fight. The same night?
Yes.
Same
city, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're both in Las Vegas.
Wow. So, WWE plans to end the show on time with enough time for y'all to skedaddle over there to the T-Mobile Arena in the same city. So, we're going to be in the Alliance Stadium. They're going to be in the T-Mobile Stadium. So, after that, just skedaddle over to the T-Mobile Arena. You're good to go.
Yes. The rumor is that SummerSlam will be starting earlier and ending earlier, like you said, to give fans time to go over to the other arena and watch the big fight.
And WWE has been known every now and then to go over town sometimes. Every now and then.
Which, to WWE's credit, I got to give them credit for doing that because they didn't have to.
Say again?
I said I got to give Vince and the WWE credit for doing that because they didn't have to. They could have gone on the same time as the fight was on. We're going to end this when it's good and ready to be over.
Yeah. The first time they did that, I believe WrestleMania 20. That's the first long WrestleMania. It was 4 hours. The first time. The second time they did that, WrestleMania 35. That was 7 hours.
If you want to count the pre-show,
I remember my mom watched it with me, faded to make it. You know, parents don't give a damn about wrestling. So, especially mothers. So, my mom watched it, my poor mother, dear. She watched it with me, faded to make it as long as she could. Around 11:05-ish, she was like, okay, I'm done. She was knocked out by 11:05. So we clocked out. That's the most, the longest WrestleMania ever.
That was long. That was pretty long.
In the same amount of time, you can go get dinner, come back, and it'd be all good when you get fussed at.
True. It's interesting because the WrestleMania that had the most matches was WrestleMania 4.
Mm-hmm.
Had 16 matches, and WrestleMania 35 was longer than that, and it had less matches.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's interesting.
And speaking of WrestleMania, David, we're going to be right here in Dallas, Texas, over there in Arlington next year, the God willing, and it will be live. And I would like to suggest that maybe the host for this event should be one bald-headed, rattlesnake, beard-swilling, finger-gesturing SOB, and his name is Stone Cold Steve Austin. I had a commercial for it in just a second, but I think that Steve Austin should hold WrestleMania.
Yes. I just hope it's not tonight.
Oh, excuse the background. But if you don't have it to
I think it's better it's one night.
Yeah. So get your tickets when we announce it. I believe we'll start teasing in January. February we'll start teasing it. Get your tickets, man. I'm telling you, it's gonna be packed.
Wait a minute. I almost forgot to mention, speaking of WrestleMania and pay-per-views, it was announced last night for the first time ever in the history of the WWE, they are going to be holding a pay-per-view on New Year's Day,
yes.
January 1st, 2022.
I got something to do on New Year's Day. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
It was announced last night during SmackDown.
So not New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
No, New Year's Day, January 1st, 2022. Yeah. They're going to have a pay-per-view.
No name, no nothing, just pay-per-view?
They didn't announce the name yet. All they announced that is that they're having a pay-per-view on January 1st, 2022, which is
mm-hmm.
the first time the company is ever having a pay-per-view on January 1st.
Yeah, that's true. That's facts. I'm looking forward to next year, man. Imagine with me, David. Just imagine with me for 1 second the possibilities of next year, wrestling-wise. I mean, new faces, maybe. Callers from NXT. New pay-per-view. All that kind of stuff. It should be good.
I agree. Should be interesting. No, it is going to be interesting.
Yeah. And mind
you, anytime you can do something like that new, it makes it much better and so much more interesting.
This summer's
hopefully they do things right.
If you're interested in trying to be a wrestler, you want what's all the fuss about? Go to there. We'll have a tryouts during SummerSlam weekend. So, like we told you, if you got the balls, if you got the intestinal fortitude, go see what you're made of. Testicular fortune, my bet. Yeah, go see what you made of.
Oh, yes, you mean the SummerSlam weekend trial.
Oh, yeah. And I think that should be interesting right there to see who's going to survive that trial. We're not going to, even though it's a few days, I don't know how long the trial's going to be, but.
Neither do I.
They're going to push you. You're going to push you to the limit right there. So you might want not, if you like to eat a lot, you might want to eat healthy and think healthy. So we're going to push you to the limit.
So imagine if you're not in the Las Vegas area, you will be traveling, which I'm positive people are going to do.
And some people,
I'm interested in coming back is Lacey.
Who?
I said Lacey Evans. I'm interested in seeing her coming back. Although it's going to be a while, but she'll be back.
I forgot all about
her. I'm telling you, that woman is a future champion in the making.
I forgot all about Lacey Evans, for real.
Yeah, she's out due to pregnancy. Also, her Liz Morgan is also pregnant, and she's out now.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait.
No. Not Liz Morgan. Excuse me.
Oh, I say.
Dana Brooke. There we go.
Oh, I say. I'm about to shoot my shot, man. Like you had a chance. Anyway.
Liz Morgan. Man, these girls with their blonde hair, they all look the same.
Liz Morgan. That girl. That's a baby having another. That's a baby having a baby.
Yeah.
The rest of y'all catch that on my way home. Y'all catch that. Most of y'all catch that later. Liz Morgan is like a baby having a baby.
Yeah.
You know. But I tell you this, man. Lacey Evans, I forgot all about her, for real. I'm like, during the Thunderdome era, is what it was, you know. It was what it was. And some people used to get about.
It happens. You say, I forgot all about Lacey. That was kind of funny.
It's like COVID knocked out half the roster, and we had people we was left with.
Yes. I'm telling you, that, right now they're calling it the COVID era. It sucked.
Oh, yeah. But we're back, baby. And now, those of you who have been vaccinated, you've been vaccinated and stuff 2 times, you might wear your mask and be kind to those who don't or choose not to wear their mask. Because they might have to be kind to them. And if you have on your mask, please be safe and consider vaccination.
That's true.
And I'm telling you, man, it's been rough the past year. Wrestling has been one of those things, like, I can't stand this, but I like the love, like a love-hate relationship kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I love wrestling, but this is just pissing me off sometimes.
Yeah. Well, that comes with things that everybody goes through, especially if you're a fan of something.
Uh-huh.
You see something that's ridiculous and makes it look stupid, it turns you away from it. So, what do? You don't watch it until it gets better.
Yeah.
It's like
I tell you,
wrestling is so different because it's not like the NBA. The NBA is acting stupid. The NBA, that's all it is. You ain't going to be watching it. Now, wrestling, if WWE's doing something stupid and you don't like it, you can go and watch something else. That's the big difference between that and everything else. You know, with other sports, you have no alternatives.
Yeah. You're not happy
watching something, you can watch something else.
I went old school and I watched back when the Alliance storyline was building up, and we saw the good old Mrs. Linda McMahon. How you doing, Linda? Got to wonder. Let's suppose Linda McMahon decided to come back to WWE. Corporately, is there any room for her? It's been a long time.
She stepped away.
You know, it's been a long time since we've seen Linda in the corporate world of WWE, in the on the corporate side, on the product side. Is there any room for Linda nowadays if she were to come back?
I think so, of course. That's the man's wife.
Of course, but
I'm positive if she really wants to come back, she can, just like Shane did when he left and came back.
But Linda was rare. Linda rarely came on the product, rarely. Because she run the company.
Yes, that's true.
Behind the scenes. So people don't know Linda like they know Shane, Stephanie, Vince. Because while they was doing that, she's running the company behind the scenes.
True. Just like Shane's doing now, he's helping running the company behind the scenes. He hasn't been seen on television since WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Shane, who is still with the company. Wow.
And I pray when that time happens where we got when Vince McMahon says goodbye and goes to the wrestling in the sky, I'm hoping it'll be a peaceful discussion between the McMahon kids, who gets the keys to the kingdom.
Yes, that's going to be interesting, and I hope it stays that way. Vince doesn't do nothing stupid. Somebody gets it, whether it's Triple H and Steph or whether it's Shane. So that's going to be interesting.
As I'm telling you right now,
who gets the key? Who gets the keys to the kingdom, like you said?
Yeah. So you think about that's it naturally, it's Triple H and Stephanie. But then again, it is the only begotten son.
Well, you never
Shane.
Know. Yeah, it's always a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is, can they all work together? Which I'm sure they can.
And what we got to do around here to get a brother and brother-in-law storyline going, what we got to do around here? I would love to see.
I don't think they want to do that.
Storyline.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah. We had a teaser, I believe, some Survivor Series.
Survivor Series.
What was that? 2018? No.
17.
2017, we had like a teaser of it. And then they tagged out. I'm like, dang it, I was so close.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're friends.
What was shocking, seeing Triple H pedigree Kurt Angle, or Kurt Angle had him in the ankle lock. I was like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
So that was shocking. Everybody was like, what is going on here? That was like, what, the Triple H turn on Raw? Like, what, if he just taking care of his family? What's going on here? Even Braun Strowman got mad. And, of course, Kurt Angle got mad. They both got mad.
Oh, yeah.
I never seen a fear in Triple H's face. Braun Strowman grabbed him by the throat. Like, don't ever do something like that again to me. Kurt Angle's like, if you ever do this to me, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this ain't the general manager, Kurt Angle talking. This is Kurt Angle, the Olympic gold medalist.
Speaking of Kurt, you know he's sitting there in Pittsburgh enjoying the hell out of the Olympics. A former Olympian gold medalist, by the way. And, of course, every chance he'll get, he'll tell you how he won with a broken freaking neck.
Yes, sir. He's enjoying his... the fruits of his labor, enjoying his retirement, and just like The Undertaker is.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and Kurt deserves it. The guy's wrestled his whole life, and he's given everything to this business.
Oh, yeah.
So I gotta give Kurt props. He's relaxing, enjoying himself. Nice to see Kurt doing good. I'm sure we'll probably see Kurt Angle again on television. Don't know when.
Oh, man.
We're going to see how soon.
Kurt's done everything there is to do in this business. I mean, everything. He's been a general manager. He's been a multi-time world champion. Every chance you get a hold in this business. Every company you ever work in.
Yes. I remember when he first went to TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, TNA's working relationship with New Japan, we've seen TNA wrestlers compete on New Japan, just like we're seeing now. New Japan is, their guys are appearing on Impact. Impact is working with New Japan again, and during that period, Kurt Angle was able to win the IWGP Championship. And that was cool seeing Kurt with that title.
Oh, yes.
Of course, Kurt Angle, who beat Brock Lesnar to win the title. I'm talking about the IWGP title. So they were able, him and Lesnar were able to mix it up in the ring again over the title. A hell of a match, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool seeing Kurt Angle step in the ring with some of their stars. And I was telling people before, the cool thing, companies working together has its bad points. one of the best things is you get to see matches you thought you'll never see. But I think when you have, when you partner with too many people, I think that's bad. I know AEW's partnered with like four different companies. Of course, the NWA, Impact, the AAA promotion in Mexico, and of course, New Japan. So, you know, too much of a good thing can be bad. I'm telling you. You know, I remember when New Japan first started working with ROH, it got to the point where people started going to ROH shows only to see the New Japan guys. That's one of the bad things about these working relationships. So it can come back and bite you on the ass in a little bit.
Yeah, it could.
It's always been interesting.
Well, I remember those days when John Cena would shut down our throats when he was an active superstar.
Those days, we still have those days. They did it with Roman Reigns. They're doing it with Charlotte right now. You know, that's another thing the fans don't want to see is Charlotte. One too many times. Like, keep her away from that championship. Because the more you anger your fans, the more you're going to turn them away from it. Like, how many times do we need to see Charlotte win the women's title? If it ain't one person, it's another. First it was John Cena, and it was Roman Reigns. Now it's Charlotte. We need to stop that. They need to stop that and just, Vince needs to cut it out and just focus on making new talent. There's a bunch of guys and girls he doesn't see or give him an opportunity to succeed and give him a chance to be a main event level talent, which is hurting his company. And he needs to stop that. No, that's what's wrong with WWE. It's him not giving that opportunity to a lot of guys. AEW, they're about 80% of those guys. Honestly, those guys need the performance center. The guys running the company, most of them, they're hiring all their friends. So they need to straighten up.
Speaking of AEW, Chris Jericho next Wednesday night has round two of his five labors. To get his hands on MJF, once again, he must win all five of his matches to get a hold of MJF.
That's crazy. I'll tell you what, it's interesting to watch. And you are right about that. It'll be his second match. He won his first match when he beat Kazarian on Dynamite last week. And he was introduced to his next opponent, indie wrestler Nick Gage. He's basically a hardcore wrestler. That's all he's known for, and that's all he does. It's hardcore wrestling. And that will be the match him and Jericho will face each other.
But this match right here, he's not Chris Jericho. He's the Painmaker.
Oh, man, this is crazy. We're about damn near running out of time, and feels like we just started.
Yes, sir. We're gonna pick up the Painmaker. Our next show, y'all old school, y'all young folks.
Absolutely.
Y'all need to get an education on that. That's a different story for a different time. But for right now, get ready over there in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Your show is getting ready to start at 7:30 p.m. live at the PPG Arena. Of course, house shows off of that building, off of that ring alone. They will not be broadcasted on the network, but you can still enjoy all their programming on Peacock.
Absolutely. John Cena, who's scheduled to appear at that show, by the way. John Cena is scheduled to be there. Who knows what he's going to be doing, but he's going to be there. He's going to be in the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and skedaddle. We'll see you guys probably Monday before Raw. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time, everybody.
Stay safe, people.